Wrap Day Ahead Market Task Force Moves Forward on Concept Paper, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. The Western Resource Adequacy Program, or Wrap Day Ahead Market, or DAM Task Force is finalizing a concept paper that outlines proposed principles for the program under the West's new market landscape. The task force held its fifth meeting August 21 to continue discussions on how to update or optimize WRAP's operations program to make it compatible with the soon-to-be-launched SPP Markets Plus and CAISO Extended Day Ahead Market, or EDAM. WRAP was designed before the two markets completed their designs. The task force has until September 10 to present the concept paper to WRAP's Resource Adequacy Participants Committee, or RIP, to provide an update on the topics and proposals the group is considering. After submittal, the RIP can provide advisory endorsement or recommendations on how the group should proceed. The RIP will provide formal input after a final proposal has been presented, according to Michael O'Brien, WPP's Senior Policy Engagement Manager for the RAP. Even though we have participants and task force members committed to different markets, they're collaborating on drafting mutually beneficial changes to the operations program, so this task force is a big opportunity to make improvements that everyone can agree on, O'Brien said in an email to RTO Insider. We seem to have consensus that we're headed in the right direction, O'Brien added. We've identified the right topics like holdback, energy deployment, settlements and energy delivery failures, processes that require fine-tuning to deliver the best results in the day-ahead market environment. We are having robust discussions. The concept paper is a work in progress, and we're getting valuable input on both direction and technical details. Under the program's forward-showing requirement, participants must demonstrate they have secured their share of regional capacity needed for the upcoming season. Once WRAP enters its binding phase, participants with surplus must help those with a deficit in the hours of highest need. Much of the discussion on August 21 concerned which entities should be responsible for energy delivery failure charges. The group agreed that surplus participants will retain responsibility for energy delivery failures within and between market-based operational subregions. Rebecca Sexton, Director of Reliability Programs at WPP, said during the meeting that WRAP only assigns the obligation and provides the penalty incentive to deliver. The participants will figure out how to meet their obligations through their respective markets. We have really tried to be very careful about drawing the line. It's the obligation of the participant that we put the whole responsibility back on, but however it is that you get that energy there, that's kind of out of scope of WRAP, Sexton said. WRAP's binding phase includes penalties for participants that enter a binding season with capacity deficiencies compared with their forward showing of resources promised for that season. In 2024, the binding phase was postponed by 1 year at the request of participants, who said they were facing challenges including supply chain issues, faster than expected load growth and extreme weather events that would make it difficult for them to secure enough resources to avoid penalties. The binding phase is now expected to start in summer 2027. A final proposal from the task force could take several months. The proposal must also undergo a review and governance process with implementation slated for 2026, according to O'Brien.